This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, let's go around the NFL real quick here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. A Texans note, and I think we're going to get a number of these over the next 24 hours is probably what I'll put this as. Look up and you see Harrison Bryant is expected to be re-signed by the Texans. Is that right?
That is correct. Harrison Bryant is going to expected to be back with the Texans. We talked about the two tight ends in the room and things are going to be sort of fluid in terms of the roster. So he's going to be an option there. No, yeah, exactly.
Needed to happen though, right? Oh, yeah. Like it makes sense. He's vested at least for the sake of not reaching waivers. Like he could make that decision on where he comes back. Mm-hmm. But it also needed to happen because you traded for him and it felt like he didn't have much of an opportunity in just that third preseason game and whatever practice that he was able to get in. And, you know, I don't know that Luke Lachey is in a place where you think he's ready. Irv Smith still has to get healthy going IR. So this felt like you had to do this. And it makes sense. It points to the idea that they're not looking at this 53-man roster as 53 alone. They're looking at it holistically and how the roster will come together as time goes. I want to get to this before. Actually, there is a little bit of developing news. Rashee Rice, wide receiver for the Chiefs. Yeah. The Chiefs wide receiver room in general and pass catchers looks interesting, especially because Rashee Rice is probably the best wide receiver that they have. Maybe the more singular one. Maybe if you want to get to Xavier Worthy with the speed that he brings and the way that Andy Reid can move him around.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like the NFL is aiming for at least a potential 6-game suspension for Rashee Rice for violating, the personal conduct policy, obviously going back to, kind of his reckless driving and stuff. And so that puts him as missing Chargers week 1, Eagles week 2, Giants week 3, Ravens week 4, Jaguars, and Lions.
Woo.
That's a huge one, ain't it?
That is big. Oh, boy. Here comes another slow start by the Chiefs, and everybody's going to kick dirt on them. How much can they withstand, though, of another slow start, given, teams like the Ravens coming, potentially the Texans, Chargers. They're facing the Chargers there, so there's a potential tiebreaker. Ravens, potential tiebreaker. How much can they withstand?
That's a good question. I mean, they still get really good play, but there's a number of guys that you can go, are you seeing a decline in some of these guys? Obviously, there's people that were doing the, is Travis Kelce going to be distracted now that he's engaged?
What is that?
But then also, like, he's a year older. People are talking about this possibly being the end of the line for him. I mean, that wide receiver room, Marquise Brown, who was not he wasn't a revelation last year for them. Xavier Worthy, I did mention. Juju Smith-Schuster, I don't know how people feel about him.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Royals, the fourth round pick.
Now, they still have that defense.
They do still have that defense, but defenses we talked about, not always a year to year, is not always one of those things that you can depend on. But it feels like they might have to lean on a little bit more. And there was a lot of just getting it done in the nick of time for them last year.
Exactly.
Does that change with not having your best wide receiver for the first 6 weeks? And as you mentioned, what feels like a stronger AFC.
Yeah, and those games. you know, those games that are going to come back, you know, they still count at the end of the season, you know, who won those.
All right. Is this too bold to go and ask the question, is this going to open the door on the AFC West for someone else to come and win that division?
Well, the Broncos will tell you yes, absolutely. You know, they've been something of a trendy pick, maybe just to be different, you know, in some circles. But I think the Broncos, I'll put it this way. I don't know if it opens the door wide for the Broncos or someone else, but there's a crack in the door. I think they both feel pretty good, Chargers and Broncos.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We rounded out, I think, the Texans portion of the NFL top 100 here, but we'll continue doing the process to get a feel for who actually slots in ahead of your Texans. We mentioned Derek Stingley was 18th yesterday. He is the highest ranked Texan, at least barring some sort of really wild thing that we had not foreseen.
Mm-hmm.
Dexter Lawrence came in at 17, the defensive tackle for the Giants. Coming in at 16, and I mean, still high up here considering his age and where he's going. Fred Warner, linebacker for the Niners, still this highly rated as a linebacker. Is that surprising for you at all?
Well, he hasn't declined. So, you know, until you start showing that, it shouldn't be much of a surprise. He's just a monster.
Only linebacker this past season with 100-plus tackles and an interception return for a TD.
Did I mention now, he hasn't declined?
Yeah, because that's the thing about Fred Warner. Fantastic dude who runs the defense. Mm-hmm. But then also, like, he could cover his ass off.
Yeah.
Which, again, that's a defense that's similar to what D'Amico does here. Mm-hmm. And it speaks to just the value of that linebacker position. It's probably, we should probably put a little bit more respect, even though I know we put a decent amount of respect, on Aziz's name. And why it's going to be important that, you know, he went to Hawaii and worked with the DBs, and hopefully that coverage takes another step.
Yeah.
And then coming in at 15 on this, quarterback for the Detroit Lions, Jared Goff, a 33-place jump. How does this hit you? Because this is a very particular – this is a man that he made his way to the Giants, or rather the Lions, in what felt like a salary dump.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you're not the biggest Jared Goff fan, but I think this is probably a little high, you know, for him. But I think he's just continued to do it. You know, there hasn't been, speaking of not a real big drop-off, I mean, they continue to win. He continues to lead them. And the other thing that he does, probably doesn't get enough credit for, is he makes big plays in big games late.
He does.
He really does. And I think that probably put him over the top.
Here we go. This is what I'm trying to incite. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm stirring it up. Kicks rocks. In what world is Jared Goff better than Derek Stingley Jr.? Apparently, in the world of the NFL players voting on the top 100, you said that I'm not a huge fan of Jared Goff. I like Jared Goff in the right circumstance, and that's so particular to him. He has probably the largest delta of a good quarterback of really, really good when protected.
Right.
And it gets damn near untenable when he's not, which, of course, like, there's a drop-off, but it should not be as large as it seems to be there. It's going to be real telling what it looks like this year without Ben Johnson.
I was just
going to
say the same thing, yeah. Well, let's see what he looked like with a totally different play caller, not totally different offense, but different offense.
Yeah. They still have the talent, right? Amon-Ra and Gibbs and the guys that they have, the talent-wise. The offensive line, it's not the same level of offensive line, but you've seen some guys go. We mentioned Zeitler obviously going and some of the other stuff. But you know that they have that mentality of toughness that starts from the very top with your very own Aggie, Dan Campbell. So it'll be good to see, like, for him, if he's able to sustain the same high-level play that you got with 37 touchdowns, 12 interceptions last year from Jared Goff. But there you go. We're getting into the nitty-gritty. We're getting into the top 15 of the top 100. I can't wait to see how the players voted that out. And I guess very interesting that, yes, Jared Goff is indeed ranked higher than Derek Stingley Jr. We'll revise some of these things as we keep going.
I was thinking about him being ranked higher than the other quarterbacks that have been ranked already.
Sure.
So like a Justin Herbert, I think.
Well, CJ, I don't think you'll find many people listening under the sound of my voice who will be upset about Justin Herbert being ranked
about
lower.
About CJ Stroud.
Stroud.
But see, Jared Goff get a lot of flack, as a quarter. I think he's really solid.
I do too. I'm a big fan.
And a lot of people like to put Justin Herbert on the top 10 list.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that part was kind of shocking to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the using the word again, the delta between Jared Goff and CJ Stroud, that feels like that's a lot closer than what is demonstrated there. So this year will also be.
But there's also other players involved.
Yeah,
it's not a quarterback.
It shows you the players really respect Jared Goff
a lot.
And it's not a quarterback ranking. Derek Stingley deserves to be higher than CJ Stroud. you know, and you can argue Jared Goff, but it's just, it's not a quarterback ranking.
That falls in, right? Like, that's part of all of it. But there you go. Around the NFL, here in the Loop, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, coming up next, I did want to get to this here, Lopez. D'Amico Ryans will be talking at 11:30. We'll get that to you live. But with the 53-man cut down, let's talk about some of the notable cuts and some of the more interesting kind of ways that this factors in, especially which quarterbacks are most likely to make a change midseason at quarterback. We'll do that next. All right, you're in the Loop here on Sports Radio 610. We were just talking about Rashee Rice. Rashee Rice apparently has indeed accepted that 6-game suspension from the NFL, so they'll be without him. Somebody was like, dude, the Chiefs have weapons galore. Isn't Hollywood Brown still there? Yes. And just because he got that name Hollywood, I think that's got you tricked. Like, he was not all that effective.
Where was those weapons at last season?
Yeah.
That's it. He was there. He was there. So, like, they have some weapons, and if there's one person I believe in to wring some more value out of a player, mm-hmm. it's Andy Reid. However, they're going to do some ringing because Rashee Rice absolutely.
They are going to do some ringing.
Wide receiver one on that roster. They'll miss him for 6 weeks. All right, real quick before we try and get to D'Amico Ryans, who will be talking to the Assemble Media. I feel like there's some notable cuts, but honestly, there's ones that are notable, but I don't know how impactful they are. Like, the biggest one in my, not biggest as in like most notable necessarily mm-hmm. as the name.
You're relating it to the Texans.
The one that matters, no, just for the team,
just
actually.
Just in general. Okay.
Robbie Chosen, the wide receiver, mm-hmm. was cut by the Niners. And if you look at the Niners roster, they're carrying 5 wide receivers.
Dang. I did not notice that.
They are carrying mm-hmm. 5 wide receivers. And remember what that offense looks like and how they try and operate. I think that that's going to be really telling for how the Niners ultimately go about their season. And of course, as we know, this time you're still going to figure out what your 53-man roster looks like going forward. But I was like, that's wild. So guys like Tommy DeVito, Hendon Hooker from the Lions ended up getting cut. Cam Akers. Mm-hmm. Did not make a roster this year, even though, you know, he was a little bit of a standout at camp last year here in Houston. Didn't make a roster.
Flash in the pan?
Ooh.
I think
Yeah, I guess here.
Here. And, hey, they did. Nick Casario got a little bit of, he got some value out of mm-hmm. that, as he did with Austin Deculus is still a wild one. We didn't talk about this at all.
Got something out of that.
Got something out of Austin Deculus, who's like, I get it. Nick Casario talking earlier today was like, he started games in the NFL, and I'm like,
hey,
it's a lot of people that started games in the NFL.
The trade's over, man. You don't need to tell us.
Right. Johnny Manziel started a game in the NFL.
You don't need to tell us that. Yeah, I know somebody already fell for that.
what's the wide receiver that had to play quarterback for the Broncos that one time? He has started games in the NFL as a quarterback. That's not how that means. That's not how that works.
Dari Ogunbowale can kick. He's kicked field goals in the NFL.
So I think that, but again, salute to Nick Casario doing that. Real quick before we try and get to D'Amico, I did want to ask you this, though. We now have quarterback situations solidified, mm-hmm. and there's 5 teams that I'm looking at that I go, these teams feel like the most likely to make a change midseason at quarterback. I kind of want you to power rank, or not actually power rank them, when might those changes happen for these teams?
Ooh.
And it feels like the easiest one is the Browns feel like they're going to make a change at some point.
Yeah.
When do you see that change happening for them?
I wouldn't put them at the top.
Really? Okay. So the five teams that I have here.
Joe Flacco time, man. I mean, not Joe. I don't think I put New Orleans. I think they're just going to be spitballing.
All right. So the teams that I have, Cleveland, New Orleans, who New Orleans only kept 2 quarterbacks. It is Spencer Rattler, who was a 5th-round pick last year, mm-hmm. and Tyler Shough, who was a 2nd-round pick this year. So Cleveland, New Orleans, the Giants, mm-hmm. I feel like are rife for a quarterback change. I'm surprised you didn't put them up there. The Indianapolis Colts, I feel like possible for a quarterback change. And the Seattle Seahawks, I feel like those 5 teams are the teams that I would put as most likely for a quarterback change at some point.
Top 2 are New Orleans and the Giants, right? Jackson Dart?
I could see that for sure.
I've been saying all along 4 weeks.
Because he looked pretty good at preseason. Yeah. And Russell Wilson ain't looking good.
Yeah, he's going to struggle somewhere. It's inevitable. And Jackson Dart, you know what? Maybe the Giants is number 1 over New Orleans. Because New Orleans, I think they're just going to be spitballing, trying to figure something out. But you're right. Just 2 quarterbacks, you know, and they have named the young guy. Are they going to bail that quickly on Shuck, you know?
I just feel like Shuck did not play better than Spencer Rattler, but you're right. New Orleans is going to be up here because Spencer Rattler, I feel like even in college, which is, I imagine, better landscape for a quarterback to show you the fullness of who they are before they get to the NFL and it gets more difficult. He was a real boomer bust player. Oklahoma fans, you'll be able to tell me, agree with this. So you get that in the NFL, and if he has some bad games, we go, well, let's try the other kid. I feel like that could absolutely happen.
There's going to be pressure to bring Shuck in. There's going to be pressure to bring Jackson Dark in.
So New Orleans.
Giants.
And then the Giants.
Yeah.
And then how would you finish out? Like, do you feel like, because of course I throw this in here because of the Colts and Daniel Jones. Do you feel like they'll make a change, or do you think they'll just thug it out with the clear lower ceiling quarterback, but also probably the lower, clear higher floor guy, also the lower ceiling guy?
Of these five teams, I probably, not because I have that much confidence in Daniel Jones, but I think they're just going to ride it out with him. You know, they've made the decision, and who knows with Anthony Richardson. I think I put them at the bottom.
Wow.
Yeah, I think they're going to ride it out with Daniel Jones.
Okay.
So it'd probably be New Orleans, Giants, Cleveland, Seattle, Indianapolis.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see where you're going there. 3-4-6. Wonder why the Saints haven't called the Texans about Davis Mills. I do it. Do you think the Texans would be willing to trade Davis Mills this year?
Not this year. No, they're going to ride it out. Speaking of riding it out.
I think they might do him a favor if he have a chance to actually play and be a starter.
So if a team just like lose their quarterback and they just really need a starter.
Yeah. Let's say New Orleans is not working out at all and we need a guy that can ride out the season with experience. I think they'd give him a chance to kind of.
Not this year, though, man. They have such high expectations, and Davis Mills can really run this offense, had a good training camp.
He looked at points, if you really wanted to get spicy, you could try and make the argument that he looked better than CJ at points.
Early on, he did.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Absolutely early on.
So I think if that opportunity come, they'd give him a chance to start.
I somewhere don't. Else. I think they're like, we have a shot. He's good. He can win us if CJ Stroud is out two or three games. He can win us maybe two or three of those games. I think they're going to stick with Davis Mills at the back.
Yeah, it feels like you're running up against two ideas. That idea of you want to be good and you want to make sure your backup is good enough if you need him. But then secondly, you can get value out of an expiring guy, and quarterback can get you some good value. So we'll see what that looks like. All right, D'Amico Ryans, the head coach of this team, is talking to the Assemble media after the 53-man roster cut down. This is what he had to say.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Nope, y'all got to be ready to go, man. Y'all in here messing around. Trying to figure out the scoop. Y'all got to be ready. Oh.
Overall, just the quality of the team, kind of where things stand, regardless of some of the.
I feel really good about our team. Our initial 53 roster is set. That, you know, it's initial. The things are always in flux. Things are always moving. We're always looking to improve our roster as best we can. But we feel really good about, you know, the 53 men that have made our team so far, and those 53 guys definitely deserved it. And there are more guys who are deserving. We just couldn't keep more guys, but I would have loved to keep more guys, but had to make some tough decisions there, but we feel really good where we are.
You all kept 10 defensive linemen. Why was that? I think that might have been the most you've done in your 3 years, but why was that important?
For us, when you come to the defensive line and keeping 10 guys, is we feel really good about those 10 guys and how those guys can help us when it comes to, you know, playing how we play. We like to rotate our defensive line a lot, and we don't want to wear guys thin at the defensive line spot, so it was important to keep as many of those guys as possible. Again, all those guys are very well deserving.
Nick talked about how nobody was talking about Tommy Togiai at this point last season. He wasn't even on the team's radar. Now he comes in practice squad, now he makes the team this year. Has he exceeded expectations since he's gotten here, and just what have you seen from him?
Yeah, Tommy hasn't exceeded expectations. Tommy, again, he expects high things for himself, and he shows that every day in the manner in which he works. I don't think there's a harder worker on our team than Tommy. I can vividly remember coming in a building in February, you know, after the playoffs, and the first player I see in our weight room is Tommy. He's in there working out, squatting, grinding already. So it's not a surprise to us just what Tommy has done, because in the background, he's always working, just as consistent as ever. And that's what it takes to be a pro. Guys who make it in this league, guys who play for a long time, they're consistent. You can count on them. Their teammates can rely on them. You know what you're going to get down in and down out, and that's Tommy. And that's why, you know, he made our team. So I'm very proud of Tommy and very happy for him, because he's a guy who definitely deserved to make our team. He made play after play throughout training camp, and, you know, he's here for that. I know Tommy can help us win games.
Coach, with Mixon missing so much time as far as training camp, preseason is concerned, and now we know that he'll miss a minimum of 4 games. How is he going to be able to come back and fit into this new offensive system that you all have, especially trying to get himself, work himself back in the game shape?
Yeah, for Joe's situation, Sarge, we just take it one day at a time. And, you know, Joe has played a lot of football. Whenever that time comes for Joe to be back and get back in the fold, it won't be anything revolutionary that he hasn't seen before or he hasn't done from the football perspective. Joe's an outstanding football player. So whenever that time comes, I feel like he'll have a very easy transition back to football.
Is your expectation that at some point this year he'll be available to you?
My expectation is for Joe, we're taking it one day at a time, and when he's ready to be back, he'll be back. No.
About just kind of how you've evolved as a coach over these 3 years, and how much different this year feels than maybe your first year.
Well, for me, when you talk about evolving as a coach, I wanted to, you know, it's for me, I feel like I've grown in a manner of, I've talked about this a lot, of just delegating more, taking more off my plate, and, you know, I feel like we're in a really good spot as a team, just trusting more of my staff and people around me to help. I got a really great staff, so just when it comes to that part of it, just being able to delegate more, I feel like I've evolved in that area. But, you know, every year is kind of – it starts over for me. And right now it's like the intensity level is up. It's game mode. Like, it's all in on how do we go get the Rams. So that's where I'm at right now. Whatever I have to do from the head coach position, whoever I have to help, staff, player perspective, I'm always in position to help the people around me as best I can to be successful.
I know you are big on, you know, protecting players when it comes to injuries and trying to keep things as in-house as possible. But I think with the Joe situation, it's been kind of vague a lot. And I know you're trying to protect Joe and things like that, you like to protect players. There is a flip side to where now more speculation can fester. We're kind of like the pros and cons to that, because again, like speculation festering could then lead to inaccurate thoughts and inaccurate speculation, which could and then hurt the player and hurt how he's perceived and things of that nature. So we're just kind of like that balance between being transparent, but then also not being transparent, fully transparent to where it's speculation and things of that nature.
Yeah, everything we do for when it comes to injuries, and I don't again talk about the injuries much because I'm thinking about the player. Like, it's different for me. I played the game, so I can see all the news and media that circulates on everybody speculating. Well, it's not us speculating. It's everybody who's writing the stories are speculating. So it's more so of, let's not speculate if you don't know the true information. And why is everybody so quick to find some story on a player when he's dealing with whatever he's dealing with? That's his personal information. I don't think anybody would speculate on the people who are writing the story wouldn't speculate on your medical situation, because would that be fair? No, it wouldn't be. So it's all out of respect to the players and the men who put the work in the locker room to grind and what they put their bodies through to be on the fields. Like, that's always the forefront of my thoughts. Everybody really doesn't care about our players in that manner. Everybody kind of just wants to write a story. And now in the day and age where we are with everybody wants to be first with a story, it really, there's no repercussions for people writing inaccurate stories about players. You can just put something out and you don't really know the information. It's not true, but nothing happens. You just, take it down. So where is the old school reporting where people used to fact find, take time, really information on players? That doesn't happen anymore, right? Everybody wants to get it. I get it. It's the microwave society. Everybody wants it quick. Everybody wants it now. And that leads to inaccurate information. Well, I would just say it's really, that's Joe's business. That's whoever's business. And don't talk about it. Let him be at peace. Let him do what he has to do to recover and get back right to play the game that he sacrificed his body, time for. All these guys do that. So the speculation, it isn't from our end, it's from everybody else who wants to be first. And that's, I get it, it's the clickbait. I want to be first, I reported it first, so I'm the best. Well, how is that helping our players? It's not, and it's inaccurate. And what happens to you when you put out an inaccurate story? Nothing. So who's the benefit from this? Our players aren't benefiting from it. Joe isn't benefiting from it. So what are we talking about here, right? So for me, it's always about protecting our players, because I truly care about our players.
One of the two things that all of us have had questions about was the offensive line in the offseason, right? How do you feel about where you are now with the line, as you are almost set, I guess?
I feel really good about our offensive line situation. We have, got guys who we feel really good can play tackle. We feel good about that with Cam, with Titus, with Tay. Feel really strong about our tackle position, inside guys as well. And that you want to be strong at that position. Similar to what I spoke about the defensive line. As we know, as you go throughout the season, things happen. And you don't always have the same guys that you start the season with. So as many depth players as we can have, as deep as our roster can be, we're going to need everybody. Right? And that's always my line to our guys, like, you never know. You're one play away. We need everybody to be dialed in and ready to go at any given moment, right? What, something can happen first play of the game. Like, are we ready to go? Are we ready to adapt and adjust? So feel really good about where we are with our depth.
Is it fair to say, along the lines of the depth, that the depth at the linebacker position and the athleticism has you perhaps more comfortable this year having three linebackers on the field when Petrie's not out there than last year?
Our linebackers are very athletic guys. Our playmakers is really, I'm really encouraged with getting Christian back in the fold, getting EJ Speed, like two very athletic, fast linebackers, and I feel like they can take our defense to the next level, right? So feel really good about those guys when it comes to different packages and stuff. It just gives me more flexibility. Like if we want to play base, nickel, whatever we want to do, having guys who can run and be athletic, make plays in space, it really opens up the playbook for me.
I know it's the initial 53. You guys kept Graham Mertz, the third quarterback. You've got C.J. Davis, you know, established behind C.J. What goes into that decision, and how do you approach that third quarterback? I know sometimes you've had him on the practice squad. I know Mertz is currently on the roster. Like, how do you, what kind of goes into that decision-making going into game day and planning if you need that?
Yeah, great question, Carter. One of the most valued positions in our league is quarterback. So when you have a young quarterback who shows some promise, as Graham has done, he showed a ton of upside, you want to keep as many of those guys around as possible, because as we see the trades and things that happen around the league, everybody is searching for that backup quarterback. And as we know, if you're not deep at that position, you don't have a guy, if something happens to your starter, you don't have guys behind him who can go out and perform and keep the team moving, then most of the time your season is just done when you don't have that next quarterback to step in. So feel really good about Davis. Davis has had the best camp that I've seen since he's been here. Graham has came in, worked himself back off of injury, missed a ton of time during the spring. So really just training camp was where he was just starting to get started. But I feel like he has a ton of room to grow, and he showed in our last preseason game, he showed that he can have the command that it takes. He has that leadership ability that it takes to be the quarterback for our team, and he's done a great job, and I want to see him continue to blossom and grow at that spot.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
First game against the Los Angeles Rams, and you know there was a lot of mixing and matching when it came to the offensive line. Have you all, you know, without asking you who, but have you all got a clear picture or solidified where you want certain players to be on the line now heading into that first week
wherever they can help us win. Oh, man, we got – I think we're 10 days away, so we got a little time here to figure it out. But, I mean, it's a good problem to have, Sarge. We got guys who played a lot of ball, guys who have grown and gotten better, played well together. I feel good about the guys we have and whoever's out there, right? We just expect our guys just to do their best, whatever comes our way. But I feel good about the O-line. We'll see who lines up there in 10 days. I know you guys are going to ask me again next week. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I do have a quick follow-up, and I'm not asking you who, but how important is it for whoever plays at a spot, whether he's inside or outside, how important is it to have them play that consistently? Instead of having to, you know, I know if there's an injury, you've got to move people.
For
but
sure.
How important is it to have people solidified at a position?
I think it, Cam, it always depends on the player, right? And some players, they certainly can handle, like when you get on the O-line, there's certain players who probably can handle one spot or they've done that one spot. Like Lakin, he's been at left guard for his entire career. He's done a really good job there. Some guys have done it for a while. There's some times where you really can't control it and you have to move guys around. But for me, you have to move guys around in practice as well. So when the game comes and something does happen, that's not the first time like a guy's been in that position. So that's why we move guys around in practice, as you guys seen in training camp, just so if something happens, I've been there before, I've done that before. And it's not only the offensive line, it's also defensively. Like, think about linebackers. I put different guys in the Mike linebacker spot to give them the communication to see how they handle it. So we get in a game, they can't say, oh, coach, I've never done that before. Well, yeah, you have. Remember in OTA's training camp, I kind of put you through that gymnastics, not just to put you in a bad spot, but just so you have an awareness for what it takes to be in that position.
From a standpoint, secondary, how much have you just kind of seen it grow over the years? I mean, there's a play against the Panthers where I'm not going to discuss the coverage or whatever, but where it looked like, you know, they were trying to do something to exploit you guys' coverages, and Kamara was able to pass it off to MJ Stewart and be able to get back where he needed to get. MJ was where he needed to be. How have you kind of seen that communication grow throughout, I guess, the time you've been here?
Coach DJ, I'm ready to hire you, man. Now, our communication has been great. You see, the guys have done it for a long time. They've been doing it for 3 years now, and it's the more you do it, is the easier it gets. So you see guys passing off things in coverage or making the right checks and things, getting us in the right spot. It helps. It's time on task. It helps, and guys, they work hard at it. So you'll see if we do it the right way, we should be in a good spot to allow our D-line to get home.
Speaking of year three, coach, take a couple more. Speaking of year three, you, Will, CJ, y'all came in here together. When you look at the growth the maturity that they have matured over these last 3 years, what have you seen from them? And also, you know, how has their growth, you know, sprinkled down to players like Kamari and Kalen? You know, when you talk to them, it's almost like they've been in the league for 4 or 5 years when it's only year two for them.
That's the cool part about leadership, seeing Will, CJ, just seeing them flourish as leaders, not so much worried about themselves and doing what they need to do on the field. We know they're going to play at a high level. Now, not just to play, how do they interact with their teammates? How do you bring other guys along and show them what it looks like, not only on the field but off the field as well? I feel like both guys have matured, and as they should. Both are more mature and just – every day is just being off the field, just seeing these guys interact with their teammates. They're more mature guys, and therefore it allows them to be better leaders when it comes to leading the locker room. So I'm proud of the leadership that Will and CJ, they've shown. Stingley, how he's shown Kamari and Kalen, like the things that he does to take care of his body, like taking those guys under his wing, getting them in early, doing all those little things. Everybody sees the production. They see the big play, the interception, but you don't see the work that Stingley does, right, behind the scenes. And so for the young guys to see that, like, oh, you want to be a great player, well, this is what one of the best players in the league does to take care of his body. So a lot of it, like from Stingley, is just his actions. He doesn't say, has to say much, but you can see by his actions, like, guys, they look to him. They're looking up to him. They're looking up to Will. every single day, and those guys are leading in the right way. I couldn't ask for better leaders. From a coaching perspective, for me, it's like I don't have to say as much, right? Like Will, CJ, other guys in the locker room, Azeek, like we have a ton of great leaders who our young guys can follow.
Without being biased, do you think that they were, the way that your players were ranked in the top 100 players of 2025, do you like their rankings, or do you think that, you know, could have been moved around a little
bit? Oh, man, we pay attention to the top 100? No, I'm not. No, I know it's a credit to those guys. That's a big deal. It's a big deal to a lot of our players. So, you know, just for bragging rights, I think it does mean a lot to those guys. Who's our top guy? Sting? Yeah. So it's we had a few guys on there. I think well deserving. A lot of guys made it because they're great players. They're some of the best players in the league. So I'm proud to see our guys make that and get that recognition. It's pretty cool when, you know, you're working a lot. You don't, Texans don't get a lot of coverage. But when we do get the coverage, to see our guys get recognized on that national level, that's big for them. I'm proud of those guys for that.
Obviously, the offense, there'll be a lot of attention on it because it's most new. But if I could take you back, what was most important when you were looking for an offensive coordinator? What was most important for you?
The most important thing for me when I was looking for an offensive coordinator was it was the connection piece. Right? It's about how you interact with the players. That was the most important piece to me because I feel like coaching is all relationships. Right? And it's if I can build that deep relationship, that trust factor with a player, and I can, as players and coaches, we can accomplish anything. Because we have that tight relationship. And it goes to our the guys I'm looking for in our team. I talk about looking for everybody to come together, right, and be a tight-knit unit, right, to be together. Because when the ups and downs of the season, it's going to happen. There are going to be some high moments. There are going to be some low moments. But who are you in those low moments? The only thing that can allow you to survive those low moments is having a trust, having that true trust, having that true deep connection and relationship, you know, with your coaches and players, and that allow you to get through everything. So that was the main.
D'Amico, the matrix of your 53-man roster, and I think we discussed this last year, you got roughly about a handful of guys got 10 years in the league. Why is that still important for you to just to have those guys around, even though you got a majority of them are still young players, big young pups when you look at it, when you compare them to the 10-year vets. Why is that important?
The league has definitely gotten much younger, but you still need those those vets who've done it at multiple places, done it at a high level and different times throughout their careers. I think it's always important to have the veteran guys because the vets are the ones who they pass the game down. They pass the traditions down to the young players. And we only – in this league, for me, myself coming in as a young player, like, man, I was able to stand on the backs of the guys who paved the way before me. And so it's important for those guys to understand that, understand the history of the game and understand, like, the game doesn't grow, right, without the guys, the sacrifice they did before you. So it's important to always have those guys in the locker room. And also, not just because they're 10-year vets, because they're good players as well, and they can still go perform at a high level.
Hey, D'Amico, you've talked about wanting, obviously, to run the ball. That's been one of the things you said since you've been here. What is it this year that makes you feel confident about your room? Is it the scheme? Is it the changes up front? Is it all of it? Personnel? What is it that gives you the confidence about your run game?
I'm more confident in the run games because of what I've seen through training camp. Like, I've seen our guys improve on just their blocking combinations up front. I've seen us, you know, run the ball and not give up immediate penetration in the backfield to allow us, our backs to stop their feet. Like, so I've seen it time and time again since we've been here throughout OTAs and throughout training camp. I've seen the production that our run game can have strictly because of what those guys are doing up front. Like, our tight ends are doing a much better job of blocking at the line of scrimmage. Our O-line is doing a much better job of knowing where they're going and working in combination, working together, making the right calls, the right checks. So we're starting cleaner. We're starting right, and that allows me to have the confidence that I have that we should be able to run the football this year. All right. Thank you, guys.
There you go, D'Amico Ryans, the head coach of the Houston Texans. And wow, there was a lot in there that could take you in all different directions. Let's start where he finished there. I thought it was a fantastic question by Kim Davis about what makes D'Amico Ryans confident about this run game, which, as we know, feels like it's going to be foundational to their offensive and maybe the entirety of their team success
this year. I think a lot of these things, these answers tied in with a previous answer. You know, that run game, you know, answer about, not giving up immediate penetration. We knew that was a problem last year. Tight ends doing a much better job. We knew that was a big problem last year. The O-line knowing where they're going. Again, huge problem last year.
Starting cleaner?
Right, starting cleaner. All these things were things that we were frustrated with, and they were frustrated with the run game last year. But that ties into a couple of things. You know, when he's talking about the connection piece with the offensive coordinator and communication and having the trust. And that ties in with an earlier comment where D'Amico Ryans was talking about delegating more himself.
Yeah.
You know, being able to trust the guys. So I think it was fascinating, very interesting, press availability there. But I really feel like, you know, he feels really strongly, not just about the players that they brought in. We knew that and the talent level, but about from the top down where the coaching, you know, starts and that communication.
It's funny because early on in the availability, I was like, D'Amico sounds kind of worn down and not like for anything other than this is a tough period of time where as a dude who's upbeat, who clearly cares so much about his players, having to tell dudes that we're cutting you, you know, and that, you know, we're taking your playbook and you're having, you know, we're taking the basic list opportunity for this job away from you. We know that taxes on him. He's talked about that, getting through that time period. But as he went through talking about the football, you hear the life come back, at least in the course of that, at least as to my ear.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things to get to. Do you want to come back and kind of hit some of these?
I do, and especially, you know, you're right. I think most of it he was kind of bummed out because he had to make these cuts. He referenced that a couple of times.
Right.
You know, good players that he wished he could have kept, et cetera.
And this year, more than others, it feels like there's also just a lot of guys that even might not make their way back that you still go, I would like to have him on a team.
But there are a couple of things, and he sort of doubled down on what Nick Caserio said earlier. Sorry, D'Amico, I'm going to have to speculate. I know you don't like speculation, but they are very, very, very closed-vested, closed-lipped about Joe Mixon and the prospects there. And it was very – that kind of set him off a little bit, like it did Nick Caserio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. It's a big takeaway. Stop asking for Joe Mixon, damn it. It's not just Joe Mixon.
Yeah.
And – when he was asked about that, I thought, I mean, the company line is very clear, right? We want to protect the guys,
the player,
right? That's very clear. I think he took it to a different place than Nick Caserio did, talking about the idea of like media members want to get out early and, you know, the really like inaccurate information. But that feels like it juxtaposes pretty poorly with what you're talking about where, hey, we want information from the people we could trust, which is you.
We don't want to speculate.
And I think if you want to,
when you don't tell people stuff, that's when they start speculating a little bit.
And if you want to kill the oxygen on inaccurate reporting, well, if I get it from you, I have a feeling that it's not inaccurate, right?
So exactly.
I think that all of this comes from a great place, and D'Amico being a player, knowing, as he mentioned, right, you don't know all of what's happening there. Sure, and I don't think we want to pretend that we know all of what's happening there. And I think that yes, we on this side can be more responsible at times with when we do get information from teams and whatever. But at least give us a general idea. All we're asking for is a ballpark, and we're getting absolutely nothing.
Yeah, and I feel like the Texans, their PR staff did a really good job building a relationship with the media people and stuff.
Yes.
Where they could potentially be like, yo, just, you know, everything cool, but, you know, just kind of keep us informed of what's going on type of thing.
Right. He said when he's ready to be back, he'll be back. Well, that leads to speculation. Terrific question from Jonathan Alexander, by the way, the follow-up.
And I hear you on Kix Rocks on this YouTube page, and I promise, the last time I'll bring this up right here. Why do you have to speculate? Sports talk radio, covering sports, we're all kind of speculating unless you want us to just read the box scores and leave it at that. Like, that's kind of the nature of conversation, is it not?
And it's just starting running back, man. You kind of want to know, hey, is he good? Is he going to be out for the season? Do we need
to
look at somebody else?
Yeah. I'll bet you all the listeners want to know.
Yeah, just imagine your starting quarterback is hurt, and they said, "Oh, we don't know where you're gonna come back." You're gonna be a little worried,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Can we get an idea of generally so we can kind of
it
have
was
some
bizarre.
Thoughts?
Like, you know, all
do,
this.
Do we need to trade for another running back, or are we good for the next couple weeks?
Right. It was bizarre, especially when you couple it with Nick Caserio. It's just like it doesn't give you a good vibe. And if you wanted to change that, maybe you could avoid speculation by giving a hint of a timeline.
I mean, here's the thing. It's not going to change. This is clearly the way that there's a synergy in that organization on this is the way we'll handle it. So that's the way it'll be handled. I just, the stated goal, I respect it. I agree with it. I don't know that the way that they're going about it gets them to their stated
correct.
Goal.
Yeah,
but I appreciate
these
it.
These reporters ain't going to stop asking about it.
Right.
Ain't just going to say, oh, okay, that's it. So let's not check on Joe Mixon again.
How long before we get the Nick Saban from D'Amico or Caserio?
I'm not going to, so quit asking.
How long? I feel like we get it before the bye week. I feel like it's going to happen. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, actually, let's go ahead and hit the Astros because we have not had an opportunity to hit them. Unfortunately, they didn't do much hitting themselves yesterday. A 6-1 loss to the Colorado Rockies of all people, really tarnishing what should have been a fun day of Yordan Alvarez returning. Why does this keep happening to the Astros? Why do they seem to play down to competition, especially of the likes of the Rockies? Let's talk about that next.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.